Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Ah. Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here with you. Glad to be with you. No Shreyas Lotta this hour, got caught in some travel issues, so we'll continue the conversations without him. We'll be just fine here on a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. TJ, you've got a Christmas tree up. It's time.
I was late to the show because I was flying back from Hawaii. Couldn't find a shirt. I'm sorry.
Ask the wife. Hey, we got the, you know, got the Christmas tree up, and I've got turning into a lawn guy. I'm a homeowner now.
Is that even a Hawaiian shirt that you're wearing? Or is that a polo?
Well, it's a Hawaiian shirt. I got palm trees and it's hot pink. It does not button all the way down, but I think it qualifies. Yeah.
I mean, I can just wear polos if it's been in the rules.
Do you have Hawaiian themed polos? Then yeah, I think that's acceptable. Sure. I don't think it has to be a full button down. I mean, I could be wrong about that. I don't feel that way. I think the spirit of it is just, you know, the island vibe, loud and sometimes obnoxious, whatever it is that would annoy your wife or someday potentially your kids. That's what you're going for.
Got it.
When you do that, we have lots of stuff coming for you this hour. We will get into the Shocker game, the K-State game a little bit further in this hour. The Chiefs don't make any moves. So where does that leave them now? As some of the teams around them made even minor moves, they did nothing. So we'll discuss it. Sports, it's all what's on tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that'll make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company pizza and beer made here. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up this morning. All right, TJ, give us your Shocker scout. He didn't get to 30 like you predicted, Kenyon Giles. Didn't need to. The Shockers had a really nice second half of basketball. They easily cover the spread. And again, we only say that because when you have zero expectations early in a year, when we don't know what to expect early in a year from teams, we can look at that and say, okay, they exceeded at least some expectation, the expectation that Vegas put on them. It's about the best we've got right now until we learn more about opponents and the Shockers themselves, but they clear it pretty easily and they dominate in the second half on the way to a big win to open the year.
Yeah, there are some surprises, I think. The things that we didn't expect that we learned a lot about. I think the first one, obviously, it was because of an injury to Jarrett Valencia, but TJ Williams gets the start in his first game back since playing it for Heights, which is awesome. He had some good minutes. He did some good things. I don't think he's going to keep that starting role. I imagine he'll be a big part of the bench, though. And that was kind of one of the big questions about what role does TJ Williams fit into this? Obviously, he's the one of the only guys that was on the roster last year. And so I think that he'll get some big bench minutes and will sneak his way into that starting five whenever they need him to slide up. They went small ball lineup, kind of, if you consider TJ a guard. They went three guards, a small forward, and a center, basically. And so, I expected him to go fast, and they did. One of the other surprises, I think, was, Dre Kindle. He was going to be a guy that we knew a lot of, didn't know a lot about. Barton Community College guy made the jump up to the Division I level, and all that we really knew about him was that, hey, he's going to be really fast. He's going to be really fast, and he's going to be a pest. And, I mean, if you want to talk about the eye test, that guy was literally all over the court, like making plays happen, getting downhill, just blowing by guys. So I think that he's going to make a big role. I'm not sure if we're going to see him off the bench the rest of the year, or if he's going to be a starter. If not, he's going to give good six-man minutes. I was really impressed with Dre Kindle. The other one was Noah Hill that Kevin Saul was talking about. He's a true freshman coming out of Sunrise. And I talked to him last year at Sunrise. He's only been playing basketball for 4 years, and it was kind of like a project guy because, can't really, shoot the ball, but he's like 6'8" and jumps out of the gym and just tries to dunk it every single time and tries to block a shot every single time. He ended up getting 13 minutes. He was the second most played center on the court last night. And so you think about him and Emmanuel Okorafor, they might have a three-man big rotation like Kevin was talking about. Paul Mills said that he thinks that this team is a 10-man deep rotation. They did it last night, and they played all 10 guys, basically. I'm not sure if that's what's going to last as they go along. I expect probably it'll dwindle down to an 8-man rotation eventually, I would imagine. But there's a lot of positives to take away.
I think it's good that it's 10 now. It's good that it can be 10 when they need it to be. There's no question. Dave Dahl and Mike Kennedy on the call over on KUIN, Shocker Radio Network, were raving about Caron Boyd and his athleticism and his hustle and his defense and being all over the court. 11 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals. He is a guy that, comes in with that sort of reputation. And it sounds like he's going to be the kind of player Shocker fans fall in love with.
Yeah, that's basically what he does. He can shoot it. He knocked down a three, let a couple fly from behind the arc, but that's not his game. His game is definitely – he went up, caught an alley-oop, had a couple of big dunks, blocked a couple of shots steals. He was contesting a couple shots, I guess. But he's big. He's a big small forward, basically, and could just jump with anybody in the gym as well. And so he's going to be a guy that's going to get a lot of minutes, and he might not have a ton that's going to show up in the box score. Last night, he did have double digits. But he's not going to facilitate things, but he's going to be there whenever you need him to. So, I think from the standpoint of, Kenyon Giles and Dre Kindle are going to be a lot of the playmaking, I think. Michael Gray is going to is kind of the traditional point guard role on this team, I believe, is what they're rolling out. And he's a spot-up shooter in a way as well. And then I think that, Caron Boyd's there to be the athletic guy. TJ Williams kind of fits into that slasher role as well. And then you got the bigs down low. So it's shaping into something. One thing I was also surprised to see is that, I don't know if this was because it was the season opener or not. There was a lot of just kind of trust in the offense from Paul Mills to not have to, as he calls it, remote control the offense. There was a lot of like, let them go, just space it out and just see if you can make something happen. And a lot of the times it was just spread it out, kick it around a couple times, let Kenyon Giles dribble a little bit and then find an open guy. Not the traditional what we've seen the last 2 years of come down, put on a full off-ball movement, down screens going all over the place, make something happen, which he did a couple of times, but there was a lot of it just, hey, it was, the meme of the let him cook offense. They were running that last night.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like that'll work as long as it works, right? And that's what you want to see. I thought one thing that really is a positive sign, because it was one of the biggest questions that we had, is down low. And it was, you're kind of entrusting a massive role to Will Berg, who hasn't had to play that kind of role. Well, he was effective. He stayed out of foul trouble. He stayed on the court. And, of all the things I think early, and you mentioned some depth at big, but it's still to me the one that probably frightens me the most.
It is. He The way to describe Will Berg is that, you know, he reminds me a lot of like a 7'2" Kenny Poto from his final year. You know, he's not the most physical big, but he is physical, but he's not the Quincy Ballard who's just going to try to dunk on you every time they touches the basketball. He's the kind of guy that he's got post moves and he can do that kind of thing. You know, there was some silly mistakes last night from Will Berg, I think. And I think that that's something that, you know, he turned it over three times as a big guy. You know, missed some rebounds down low, missed some bunnies down low. But I mean, he was also battling around.
They're going to have to deal with that though. You know, like that's good because they don't have like, that to me, that's such a big question. And I don't know. And the thing we really don't know is how do the bigs look across the American?
Yeah.
Because, you know, guys that play that position, the way the Shockers have had some guys, they don't grow on trees. So, is he at a mismatch? Is he at a disadvantage? I would guess not, but I don't know. Like we
say, there's not going to be many 7'2" guys in the American is where he's going to have that advantage. So there needs to be a role that's going to be carved out for him. And I think that he's going to learn that as well. And I think that they're trying to figure out what that is. I think that there's positives there. And if he gets mismatches, I mean, he's going to dominate them. Like if you get a switch and you get a 6'5" guy on him, he's going to dominate that every single time. Other than that though, I mean, you need to have him as a guy who's going to get you double digit rebounds a game. Yep. Like he has to have 10 rebounds a game because you're going to have your guards facilitate so much of this offense.
Well, and they're going to shoot probably like they're going to have guys, let it fly. And you need, those rebounds. You need that presence defensively. Of course, Valencia is not there. So
yeah, that'll help as well. He's a big guy. He'll slide into that as well if they want to go small ball, but I agree on the bench. One of the surprises that I was talking about, Emmanuel Okorafor, the Seton Hall transfer, only played 4.5 minutes. Noah Hill played more than him. And so I don't know who the number two is going to be of those two. It kind of surprised me. I thought it would be a core four more than Hill, but I think that, you know, Paul Mills likes the defensive presence that Hill can bring out there and the athleticism of that as well. It's just such a stark difference of Will Berg from getting the 7'2" guy to the 6'7" guy that can just fly around the court. And so I'm interested to see that. I'm interested to see where Valencia slides into that as well. But, you know, it feels like we're starting to see the vision at least.
We have a pretty good setup coming up as far as the schedule goes for the Shockers. Of course, Saturday, they are back home. A lot of people's first chance to, you know, to get them not on a weeknight and really get to see them. A Thursday night game next week against Loyola, who, of course, has been great in some years. Then it's Boise State on the road, a true roadie, back home against Milwaukee, and then it's the holiday tournament. I think these first five games are going to give us a nice look at what this Shockers team might be.
It's a tough schedule. Like, it's not the KU going to North Carolina, but I mean, last night, as they were talking about, that was a 20-win team. That's not a rollover win by
20. I don't know. This was a 20-win team last year. How many of those players returned? I don't either. Like, we don't know, but they're good names, at least. Like, I have no idea how good this schedule is going to be. Nobody does. We'll get to K-State a little bit later when we come back. Let's talk about the Chiefs deciding not to make any moves. We okay with that? That's next on Sports Daily.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. Glad to have you with us. TJ, did I mention I shot 89 yesterday?
You mean to tell you about my golf round yesterday, Jacob?
Dude, what'd you shoot? Was it 89?
I played 5 holes, lost 13 golf balls, and went home.
Oh, I did lose some balls. The breakfast ball on the first was a goner, only because it hits out into the driving range on the north course.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Like you hit. There's never a time of the year quite like hitting one perfectly and knowing like right where it is and not being able to find it. 2 different times my ball was under a leaf. It was an interesting day with that wind, and this time of year is always interesting, but man, it's hard not to take advantage of this weather. I'm telling you, like, this is the time of year you want one of these. It's like neon red balls might be handy. I need
no
to get
way. The red balls are the worst. I get like the lime green or the,
yeah, the lime green. I've never had the red ones.
You can't go red, because when you hit a red ball, you start feeling like what the colorblind people feel, and then it's like, what the hell?
Blue maybe would be good. I don't know. Whatever color is not the color of a leaf out there. But it was a good day for golf. Hopefully, I don't know. Like, do you walk that off? You finally go sub 90 in the year. Do you walk that off? Like, if I play again, like
you're gonna call it for the rest of the year?
Maybe I just call it for the season.
No. You got to ride the hot streak.
I don't know why I was striking it well, but it was about the third hole where I was.
My wife hates me whenever I break 90 because I book out the rest of the week with tee times because I got to strike while the iron's hot.
I don't have time to do that this time of year, but I'll if this weather keeps up, and it looks like next week could be really nice again too. And the other thing is if I go and I play my round of ready golf, I can get 18 holes in about 2 hours.
I was good. Whenever you texted me and said that you broke 90 yesterday, I saw whenever your round started on the 18 birdies app, but I was like, that was like an hour and a half.
It is ready golf. It's 2 hours, usually about 2 hours and 10 minutes to rip through it. And that's, you know, it takes courtesy from anybody else on the course. And they're always very good about come on through because I don't people that make fun of me that play with me, like I don't line up and like, think about, I grip it and rip it. And because if the more, I always am afraid, the more I think about it, the worse it's going to be. And that's typically the case, but it's fun. Hopefully everybody's out there enjoying the weather, even if it's a little breezy out there. Chiefs decide, TJ, not to make any moves. We talked Breece Hall specifically there for just a minute before we switched over to Kevin Saul in the first hour. So we can kind of put a bow on that and recap it a little bit. The decision not to go with Breece when we're hearing that they had a fourth on the table, but the Jets wanted a third. That's an interesting stalemate. I think the bigger mistake is from the Jets. I think the Chiefs played their hand right in that, like, the leverage is on our side. You guys are telling us you're having a fire sale. We're willing to give up a fourth. We don't want to give up a third. We don't feel like we need the position enough to give up a third. Here's the fourth, take it or leave it. And I think that was the right play. I would have done the same thing. I don't know that caving to a third, as much as personally we would have loved it so much and it would be so much fun. There is no, the problem with it is not the player. The problem isn't even the third. The problem is it's no more contract. And I just cannot imagine the Chiefs investing $12 to $15 million a year at running back. I just don't think that's something they're going to do. And that made it a difficult trade to try to swallow.
Yeah, I don't know. I go back and forth on it. I think that I wonder, which we have no idea. I wonder if there was a conversation about, like, will we be able to re-sign you? Like,
of course there was.
Well, how does that, I mean, like, do you talk to Breece's agent about that before you make the trade?
No, I think not necessarily. I think you look at the market and look, the market, we're guessing, you know, for Breece Hall he's a star. He's been stuck with the Jets, but I've never heard any scouts or anybody like that doesn't love his game. So it's difficult about it is, yeah, we might guess that it's that on a per year basis, but you've got guys that are bigger than that, right? You've got Saquon and Christian McCaffrey, both up near 20 million. If Jonathan Taylor's contract is the one to look at, and I think it probably is, or Josh Jacobs, you're talking somewhere between $12 and $15 million a year for a guy like Paul, who is in his prime still and probably will remain in his prime for the duration of that 3 or 4 year contract. Kyren Williams just got 11. I mean, I'm taking Breece Hall over Kyren. Josh Jacobs, James Cook, both just got about 11. The market will go up a little bit. I'll bet you Breece Hall gets about $12 to $14 million a year next year.
That's my thing is, do you have a conversation? I honestly don't know how this works. Like, can you talk to Breece's agent? Do you have to get permission to talk to Breece's agent about this?
I think
this?
You have to get permission. And yeah, I don't know if there was enough time for that.
But I know.
You don't have to, like, you don't need an exact number in that scenario.
It's the thinking
of desire to,
if we trade for you, will you re-sign you? Like, if we trade for you, will you sign an extension? Because if you don't do that, then you don't you don't trade a third at all. I wouldn't probably trade a fourth if you don't have the, like, I wouldn't trade a fourth for a rental. I would trade a third for the opportunity to get him and sign him to 2 extra years or something like that. And yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat.
I haven't really thought about that. I mean, I think we understand that there's a decent chance Breece Hall would have a very much interest in playing for the Chiefs. Oh, yeah. But again, like, to me, it's more important to know your own finances, to know your own situation. Max brought it up and has brought it up. They're way over the cap right now. Now, Kelsey's coming off. Taylor's probably coming off. You know, there's going to be a Mahomes restructure. Hell, there could be a Chris Jones restructure at this stage of his career. They'll free up the money, but they've got McDuffie. And I don't know that they can afford McDuffie anyway. Rick brings up McDuffie and said, based on the Sauce Gardner trade, Kansas City should have traded McDuffie for 2 firsts. He's going to be too expensive. The problem with that is Kansas City needs him to try to win a Super Bowl this year. He's a star player. I don't know that they can do it either. They chose Karlaftis. They chose Trey Smith. They made a lot of decisions, and look, they have a history of letting the defensive backs walk since Spags has been there. They've let a lot of these guys walk. They let Snead walk. They let Eric Berry walk. They let Justin Reed walk. Who else have they? Juan Thornhill. They've let walk. Right. They've let a lot of guys go. And yeah, like, Breece Hall factors into that too. Like, if there's any chance to get McDuffie, do we have 12 to 14 to spend on a running back? And the answer to that's probably no. And so if you're the Chiefs, you're looking at this and saying, okay, there's a third. What about a third to draft a running back that you have way cheap for a very long time, right? That you have under control. Isaiah Pacheco, you can invest, you can go higher than you did with Isaiah Pacheco. They tried that with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It didn't really work, but they won Super Bowls. It's just not as, you know, the position's not as important to Kansas City as it is to some teams. And that's, you know, we talked about it yesterday. How can it be? They've invested all of their resources in pass blocking and wide receivers for what, 3 or 4 years now? I mean, it's been a long time that they've, and you have Mahomes. And if you're going to do that, like, it's hard to just switch your resources up and say, you know what? Now we're going to be a running team. It took the Bills a couple years to build up to that, to what they're doing this year. You know, they had Steph Diggs and it took them, you know, last year into this year to redesign themselves as a team that wants to run the ball. So I'm fine with it. I would have loved it. I was as hopeful as anybody, just like, forget it. Who cares? It'll be fun while it lasts. Even if it lasts a short amount of time yesterday, you get caught up in the moment. But I don't think the Chiefs made a mistake there. The question is, did they need to do something? Okay, so that's the Breece Hall piece that was kind of coming into focus right there toward the end. Did they need to do something? I would say the biggest area of need was defensive line, because you don't, like, those reinforcements aren't really coming in the running back room. If Isaiah Pacheco returns, we're back to feeling great about the running back room, right? Pacheco, Hunt, Smith has been fine all year. It's just the Pacheco injury that worries you a little bit, not a ton, a little bit. The defensive line, like, what's there that you see that makes you think, oh, they're going to get better at that? That would be the question for me. I don't think there is anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would be fine with sitting pat except for the running back room. I would have made a move, even if it was for a backup running back to just stash in there to help.
They can probably find one of those, though. Like, those guys get cut. Let's see if there's a free agent running back list right now.
I don't know. It was Breece or die, and we didn't get him.
I get that. I get that. I do. Because it would have been super fun. I understand and was hoping for it there at the end selfishly because we'd seen it and wanted to see it. You know, here are some names that are out there. If the Chiefs really got desperate, here are some names that are out there. Zach Moss, Gus Edwards, Chase Edmonds has had a cup of coffee. Dante Foreman has had a cup of coffee. These are all free agents. So there are Kareem Hunts out there, you know. I think the depth part is okay. Could they have gotten better at running back? Yes, they could have. Did they need to? Look, I'd say no. I don't think they needed to. So I think they're okay. I think the bigger need is at pass rush. They need to figure out a way to get more pressure on the opposing quarterback. We'll find out what they do, but this is it. This is the team now that, you know, there's not like, I don't think in the NFL, there's those secondary trades that can kind of trickle through like they can in baseball. If guys clear waivers and do all that strange stuff, like this is it. This is, unless somebody gets cut, this is what you've got. And I think it's enough. I think the Chiefs are still, they're still the odds on favorite to win the Super Bowl, even after all the trades yesterday. So Josh Simmons was the best thing that could have happened to the Chiefs at the trade deadline. How about that? His return this week was the best thing that could have happened to the Chiefs.
It's true. That helps them a bunch. And I think that was kind of the argument that people were making yesterday about, you know, sending screenshots of the Super Bowl blowout. And it's like, oh, I hope you're happy you rolled out this team plus Rashard Smith or something like that to go back to that spot. But you have Josh Simmons, and the line is immensely better than what it was. And so I think that is a different team. I think that's going to help them as well. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think that if they go beat the Broncos, nobody's going to give a crap about what happened in the trade deadline, honestly.
No, that's true. And yeah, that's very true. I think the bigger question is, did anybody close the gap with the contenders? The Colts made the, you know, nobody thinks the Cowboys are going to be that good. So the Colts are the team that we all look at and say, was that a move that puts them over the edge? Listen, was it a big price tag? Yes. Was it too much to pay? I mean, probably, but let's not gloss over the fact that that's one of the best defensive players in football, and they just got him. And it's so clear that they believe in Daniel Jones. I mean, come on. Like, they think Daniel Jones can go win them a Super Bowl. Isn't that crazy? Think about the trajectory, the career of Daniel Jones. How wild has this been for him? Mm-hmm. He was booted off of a bad team, basically. A guy that went in and he won a playoff game. Was that his rookie year or his second year? Goes and wins a playoff game. And then it just, man, it falls. But it's the Sam Darnold story all over again. And man, it's interesting. It is interesting that this is happening more often now in the NFL than it ever used to. Like, used to in the NFL, if a quarterback didn't worry, like, we knew within a year or two, like, yeah, that ain't happening for that guy.
I know. That's what it starts to rising the questions of you know, which the Vikings had, you know, it happened in front of their faces of, is it a better idea to draft a first round quarterback, or is it a better idea to say, yeah, let's kick this tire a little bit. Let's see what they do.
Well, I think those are two different things. I think, you know, still Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold were both first round quarterbacks. Like, they're not, like, that you still almost always have to get them early. Now
it gives you the option of, you know, if you're in a spot, it's just like, well, like, we can try this, you know, maybe we can punt and wait for a quarterback next year.
Just don't close the door on guys as early as maybe we have.
Yeah.
Sam
but also Darnold, a lot of Daniel Jones problems was Giants problems, not Daniel, which Daniel Jones wasn't good. Don't get me wrong, but
I think it compounds. Look at
there's
Baker
a lot
Mayfield.
Of there's a lot of system issues.
Baker Mayfield was a guy who was the darling, and then a dysfunctional organization. And you remember the injury that he got and kind of the circumstances around it. And then they kind of gave up on him and made one of the worst sports contract decisions of all time. And oh, wait. Baker Mayfield is actually good at football, like we all saw him be with his prior team. Like, we saw him be good, and they just kicked him to the curb. And now he's awesome in Tampa. Like, it's happening more often than it ever used to happen. Happens all the time. Guess what? It's probably going to happen with Kyler Murray. They're going with Jacoby Brissett, and they're making the right decision, by the way.
Is that a healthy benching?
Well, it's not a healthy benching. It's a healthy Brissett won the job. Like, you know,
what I'm saying, like, it's not because Kyler's hurt. It's because
I think he's healthy. I think he was healthy against Cowboys, and they decided to go with Brissett, and Brissett's been better. I'm not saying the Cardinals are making the wrong decision going with Brissett, but it's going to happen. Kyler's going to go somewhere else and be successful to some level successful. Now it's on him, but I mean, we see there's like a track record of this now in the NFL. And if you're a team that's like, you know, fringy and like the Jets, if you're the Jets this offseason and you don't like the quarterback class, just go get Kyler Murray and see what he's got. He's young enough that he could be the quarterback
Murray,
in your future.
If Kyler Murray was the draft prospect again, he'd go first overall.
He might. I mean, he's had enough time where there's things there that you worry about. You worry about work ethic. You worry about size. You know, a lot of that stuff comes through. But again, we saw that same thing with Jones. We saw that same thing with Darnold, with Mayfield. Like, we had concerns about those guys, but they had all at various times to various degrees shown us over the years that there's something there. And Kyler Murray has absolutely showed us that there is something there. Right now, he's not the best quarterback for that team. How do you come back from that? How do you come back from that? He's going to want to trade, or they're going to want to trade him, and there are going to be teams with a lot of capital. Now, I don't know that I'd go, and if I'm the Jets, like, give up a first for him, but they also got an extra second. You give up a second to make a run and see what Kyler Murray's got? Sure. Why not? Let's talk about K-State hoops. And that was, I mean, of everything you want K-State hoops to be this year, right? I think we got it last night. I don't know what happened in the first half. I was listening to the Shockers and then immediately listened to K-State as soon as the Shockers were over. So most of what I listened to was the good stuff for K-State when they absolutely dominated in the second half. But I would imagine that if K-State's going to be the best version of itself this year, we're going to see a lot of box scores look just like this. Haggerty leading the way scoring, a lot of it coming from the free throw line, and a whole bunch of dudes firing up threes. I think that's the identity K-State wants this year. I think that's what their intent.
Yeah, what I'm trying to do the math here. What, 49 points between Haggerty and Nate Johnson, and then 16 from Bashir is more than Greensboro, basically, just between those three guys. So,
like Asheville, I believe, is better than Greensboro. I don't think Greensboro is supposed to be very good.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, they shot 27 three-pointers and made 14 of them, so they're going to put them up. This is exactly what we talked about of, you know, is K-State going to score 90 every game? I think that there's a chance that they're going to score over 80 every game, unless the ball's just not falling in the hoop, but they're going to shoot enough that's going to make it feel obtainable every single time that they play. So, I didn't get to see much of the game either. I was watching the Shockers. And so, I imagine if they're going to have a downfall, it's going to be teams that are going to find a way to stop PJ Haggerty, which is a tough task to do. But if you can keep him under 20, they're going to have a tough time.
Well, it's tough to do when he's getting to the line. How many times did we see that last year? Was it that final game or was it the tournament game against the Shockers?
40-point game, yeah.
Dude just lived on the line. And that's what he does. And that's what you want to see if you're K-State. Like, if he's going to be an ISO ball specialist and take 20 shots a game, which is what he does and why they have him there, and it's the best offenses we've seen from Jerome Tang operate that way, that's what you want. You want Haggerty to attack and get to the free throw line. Look, they weren't playing a very good team, but they beat them by 30 points. Most of that outcome coming in a half. Are they going to shoot that way from three every game? Well, no, nobody's better than 50% three-point shooting. That won't happen. But that's where it's important to see Haggerty getting line. There'll be lots of games where they don't shoot well from three, but I think if you're a K-State fan, you'd like them to be that, a three-point shooting team. Like, you know, you shoot close to 40% and they're going to win a whole bunch of games this year because Haggerty is going to raise that floor up with his ability to get to the line. I don't know their defense. I don't know about their toughness, their rebounding, any of that stuff. I don't know what to expect there, because none of the players we know anything about are playing positions that we're paying a whole lot of attention to right at that point, right? Like, I don't know about them down low. I don't know any of their guys. Everybody we know anything about is a scorer, is a guard.
Yep, that's true. They're definitely a guard-heavy team. That was one of the biggest questions going into the season of what their, you know, post-presence is going to be, because they're, last night they started Kamari McGriff, who, I mean, he's a traditional power forward, if I'm not mistaken. And then Moby, Yeah, McGriff is 6'9", Moby is 6'8", and so they rolled out those guys and just kind of went small ball with it. They got a couple big guys coming off their bench, but, you know, not a ton of depth at that position, so they're not going to be, you know, the Hunter Dickinson Jayhawks who live out of their post, you know, and they never have been. They've had David Gasson, and they put David Gasson on the three-point line, and that's kind of how Coach Dang has ran it the past couple of years. So I'm curious, as I said, I didn't get to really watch much of this game, what it'll look like with, you know, Coach Driscoll, Matt Driscoll coming over. And that's what Wyatt's talked to us about, is that he's going to add offensive structure for K-State, who's lived in the, you know, the YMCA offense of just go out there and make something happen a little bit. And they've had the guys that have been able to do that. And that's what they did so well the Elite 8-year run, is that, you know, Marquise Noel was really good at going out and making something happen. They haven't had that kind of talent since, and that's where the struggles have come from. So it's interesting if they're going to be a lot more set plays or if it's going to be the let Haggerty cook offense. And I don't know, scored 93 points out of it. So whatever they did last night, you know, keep doing that.
Keep doing it. Kostic, the guy that Wyatt's been telling us about, that he, you know, has said is as good or better a shooter than they've had. And they've had some good ones over the year. Took 4 threes. So, and he did not start in the game. So we'll see if his role develops at all. Former guy we used to pay a lot of attention to, David Castillo, gets some minutes, and then you know, they like the Shockers ran about 10 guys last night. So that's what happens in these early games. No surprises there. K-State's schedule, they get up next. They will go and host Bellarmine. They get Cal and Tulsa after that. Could be a little bit better. They'll get Mississippi State, and then either Nebraska or New Mexico, and then Indiana. K-State's got...
This is the toughest non-conference that they've played since Tang has been here.
It's the toughest non-conference they've played that I can remember. I can't tell you how... I mean, their non-cons have never been very good. This one's good. You're looking at games... South Dakota could be a good game just based on history. I don't know anything about these teams. Creighton, Seton Hall is on there. Indiana, Nebraska or New Mexico, Mississippi State, Cal, Tulsa. Like those are,
We're used to seeing the Mississippi Valley State coming into Bramlage. That's what Tang is scheduled like, because that's what helps his chances the most to get into the tournament, is to just go undefeated in the non-conference. It doesn't matter who you play.
I don't think it does help your chances. You know, they always fought that. There'd be a lot of years, and this is just like off the hip, trying to remember, where you'd see him like unranked but be like 11-1 or whatever, because Weber never seemed to schedule tough games either. And Tang, you know, Tang did the Wichita State series. That needs to be a game that happens every single year.
That's why he said he doesn't want to do it, is that it doesn't help them to play Wichita State, because if they lose to Wichita State, it hurts them. If they beat Wichita State, it doesn't do much to them. And it's a lot scarier to play Wichita State than it is to play Alcorn State. So,
well, but it's not then Creighton.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I can't believe that they scheduled it this way. Whenever that's the comments that he made about it doesn't help them to play Wichita State.
Bill Self used to say stuff like that. That drives me crazy. Just go play the game. Like, go play the game. It's not.
There needs to be, like, they have a point though. Like, to his point, like it looks a lot better whenever you have.
That's not a point. That's chicken. That's chicken.
It's chicken. But at the end of the year, when you're adding 64 teams to a bracket, you're going to
win the game. Can we get Governor Kelly on the line? The politicians love to get involved in this stuff. Can we get Kelly on the line and let's see if she can make some legislation up, or get our state lawmakers, somebody that can, let's get some legislation that the Shockers and KU and K-State all need to play non-conference basketball games every single year.
Let's just start our own holiday tournament and then make them come every single year. Daily Classic. Yep. Who would
Sports
be the fourth Daily. Team? Who would you add?
West Texas
A&M.
Oklahoma
the
State.
Buffaloes?
Oklahoma State, probably. But now that'd become a conference game. How would we do that? How would we do that?
You'd have to have team add Mizzou.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could do Mizzou. You could do Creighton. Creighton, Wichita State, K-State, KU. They rotate who they play. Obviously, KU and K-State can't play each other.
We host it at Intrust Bank Arena every year.
We host it at Intrust Bank Arena. We rotate it between, what do they call T-Mobile Center? T-Mobile Center, Intrust Bank Arena. You rotate it every year. It's not that hard. Do it. And, you know, give I don't know. It's just annoying that they don't play. I mean, what have the Shockers done in the last 10 years that make anybody scared of that game? You know, and that's not a knock on the Shockers. That's not a knock on the Shockers. That's a knock on being afraid to schedule that game if you're the bigger schools.
Like, I mean, they beat K-State last year, but everybody beat K-State last year.
It's not. I'm not saying the Shockers can't win the games. I'm saying, like, what are we doing here? Like, we got to get. It's a great rivalry. They're well attended. Everybody's looking for money right now. Put those games on the schedule. Come on. Which lawmaker can we put responsible for this? We put on Laura Kelly, a swan song on the way out. Let's do it.
I know. I'm sad that game's not happening. That game was
election
awesome.
Night last night. It's going to be. Folks, 2026 is going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy in an election year. Last night was not much for us here locally. You can go to kwch.com and follow all the local election results. Next year will be wild, wild stuff. All right, let's give away some HTO on the way out here. You can text to win a free cup of iced tea from HTO in East Wichita, West Wichita, or in Derby. More than 25 flavors to choose from. You can enter the contest by texting the keyword T to the short code 20357, that's T-E-A, to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck there. That's three contests we've put out for you here over the course of the day. We're feeling festive this time of year. That'll do it for us here on Sports Daily. Don't forget, you've got the Chiefs Kingdom show coming up tonight on KFH. Talk about the Buffalo game. It's a bye week. Maybe they'll touch on Josh Simmons. I think the expectation has to be for him to be ready to roll. He gets 2 weeks to prepare. That's as much time as guys get in the preseason a lot of time. So assume he'll be back, but more details tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom show. Maybe even a little insight on the decision on Breece Hall. Tomorrow, PJ Glasser, we'll talk a little betting. Tim Fitzgerald, we'll talk a little K-State, a little basketball talk, and some football talk. We'll get his state of the program thoughts there from Fitz. It's all coming on a Thursday. TJ, go play some golf today.
I might. I need some golf lessons is what I need.
Ooh, that's a commitment. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.